Thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. We are right now praying through the Sermon on the Mount, or Matthew chapter 5, verse 31 and 32. Again, you have heard that it was said of those of old, "You shall not swear falsely, but shall perform to the Lord what you have sworn." But Jesus said, "I say to you, do not take an oath at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Do not take an oath by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let what you say be simply yes or no. Anything more than this comes from evil." The instruction today that Jesus gives focuses on vows and oaths. A vow is a promise that takes place between man and God, or between two individuals. An oath is a declaration that adds collateral or weightiness. So in an oath, I swear by something or someone greater than myself. When a person takes an oath in court, he swears to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God, someone greater than him. It was a habit of religious leaders in Jesus' day to take the truth and then twist it. They taught that whether or not an oath was binding depended on the wording. They taught that a promise wasn't binding if you did not swear by God's name. There's a writer named Kent Hughes, and he explains this. He said, "Evasive swearing became a fine art. Height of accomplishment was while lying to convince another person you were telling the truth." And Jesus says in the Sermon on the Mount, just cut that out. Be a man or woman of your word. Don't lose your integrity by playing with words. All you need to say is yes or no. So same goes for today. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Be a person of integrity. Be a person of your word. So let's talk to God about being a person of our word. Father, don't let us play with the truth. Help us to be a people who that can be trusted, and help that to start at home. Help me be a mom or dad who a grandmom or a granddad who keeps promises. Help me to speak clearly and plainly with integrity. Help me to be a person of my word. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.